So welcome to the Soccer Nomad Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Long. On this episode, Steve Landy and, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Memphis Patrick.
Okay, and Anthony.
Yep.
Are joining me from the Atlanta Evertonians. So we're going to talk a little bit about Everton Football Club. So we are recording ahead of the FA Cup semi, so that's about an hour from now. So I'm a Manchester United fan. These guys are Everton fans. A little bit of tension. As a United fan, I want the trophy. I want to catch back up to Arsenal. Everton fans, what do you want out of this game? What do you want out of the rest of the season? What do you want?
We just want anything right now. We just want to finish the season with a glimmer of hope.
It's dark times right now, so I think we probably take just a performance that looked like they gave a crap.
I mean, I want the players to delay in the season, play for the badge, play for the place for next year.
Yeah.
Win the cup. I want to win the cup. I want to win the cup. Some fans out there on social media don't want to win the cup. They want Martinez and Martinez back. I just want to get behind the team.
We got to win the cup. It's all about today. Now, this is the season for us.
Let's talk about Atlanta Evertonians. How did you guys form? So, a little bit of the history.
Well, we've been, I think this is our fourth season. There used to be a small group of lads, English lads, that got together, four of them really. I wasn't part of it. And then a few seasons ago when we played Liverpool in the FA Cup semi-final, I wanted to find a pub where I could come in and suffer with some other Evertonians. Because whenever we play, am I allowed to say the red shite?
Yep.
Whenever we play them, you know, historically it hasn't gone well for us. So I didn't want to stay at home and be there with the wife who will just be like telling me it's only a game, which is the worst thing you can ever say to me. So I googled soccer in Atlanta, and this place came up for Fidel on Bucket Avenue. So I asked if they showed the game, and they're like, "What are you talking about, you idiot? Of course we show all the games." So I came down here with a workmate, and as we pulled onto Bucket Avenue, I saw this little fella carrying a big Everton flag, dressed in all blue, head to toe, Mike Lewis. And, 2 hours later, him and the other four of the guys became like brothers of mine, you know. And then I met a guy in Miami for the pre-season a few seasons ago. He wanted to start a supporter club, his name is Brian Hazelton. And he put it out there, you know, that we should try and get some people to the pub. I'd had a few word of mouth from people who liked Everton. So we started off, we had like five or six short, and then the word went to them. And then it just grew, and, you know, how did you hear about it?
I actually heard about it because I came here to watch an Arsenal game. I came with a few of my friends, we just came up just to watch the game. I had an Everton friend, or an Arsenal friend, we just came up to watch the game together. And at that time, you guys were trying to get together, and I think you put something on Facebook to a bunch of folks, group of folks to come out that day. I just happened to be at the pub that day. So I'm pretty much up here most every week, minus some family obligations, obviously. But,
it's just grown. It started out with a handful. I think in the Atlanta area, we've got over 100. I think it's like 119 or something. And with our group, because it grew so quick, we decided to have a due-paying thing where we charge $20 a season. And all the money that comes in, we give it back through, you know, raffles and stuff like that. T-shirts. We get signed stuff from Everton and all that kind of stuff.
Talk about benefits of membership.
It might change next season. We're not sure yet. We might reformat a little bit, but I'm not really sure what we're going to do yet. So I won't really go into that like that. But right now, it's a $20 membership. What you get for that is you get a 20% discount on your tab at Fidel, which in of itself pays for your thing, you know. Especially when you get drunk like this bum down here. He saves like $50 every Saturday.
You get it off your food and all that.
Fidel also has things like trivia nights for us. Occasionally they'll throw in a signed shirt, Everton shirt, stuff like that.
There's always stuff going on, you know. There's always... you know,
stuff that is worth it. We have a newsletter that we're looking at reformatting as well for next season. And then we also get discounts from EvertonUSA.net, which is like the umbrella group over mm-hmm. all the Everton supporters clubs in America.
Awesome.
And it's just a fun, it's a fun atmosphere. We have some really, really good people down here, and some, mostly Americans. We have a handful of British lads. But we have Americans that are like as hardcore as anybody, like this fella here. I mean, you know, some guys just bleed blue, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's not easy. Like, you've been to all these other clubs, right? You've been to bloody Liverpool and Man United and Chelsea and all the Arsenal, all of these clubs. It's easy to be a supporter of. Easy. To be an Evertonian, it's, as they say, what do they say?
You're born, not manufactured.
Right.
You see, when I was going to school, all the other ones, I'd say all the players supported Rangers, Celtic, Liverpool, Man United. I despise Man United. I despise Liverpool. So my favorite color is blue. I picked up. I could have picked up any team blue, but I picked up Everton, the rivals.
That's actually not quite right. Everton chose you.
You know, it's just how I felt when I got involved in the team. It just felt right. And I was in the Northern Ireland. I went over like 4 or 5 times a year. They're getting beat and all that. But a lot of people would change teams anyway. You call them the plastic fans, right?
Right.
One time they were in Ireland. Oh, I'm a Liverpool fan. The next day, the following. Right. The funnels trophy winning teams. Like when
our glory days have long gone.
When Blackburn, when they won the league, there was a lot of Blackburn fans turned up.
Right.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. We're on our way back, And it's not just that, it's not about being an Evertonian, it's like a family. If you're an Evertonian, you'll talk to other fans, you know, that say the same thing about their club. But personally, I have more respect for the lad that comes in here who's a Sunderland supporter. You know, that fella. He comes in here every week with his Sunderland shirt.
By himself.
And then you have a couple of Aston Villa fans come in here.
Yeah.
And they to me, they're not your plastic fans. Like, right. You know.
So when I was getting ready for this pod, I saw that on your website you did Tattoos for Blues? Talk about charitable efforts or things you guys do.
We've done a bunch of charity stuff since we started. We started off with a really small one, which was, it was like an online, like a fantasy game we did through the season, where everybody had a couple of minutes a game. Nobody understood it.
Yeah, nobody understood that one. That one didn't work as well. But it was basically, you give money. I think normally half of it goes to charity, half of it goes to whatever.
The club, yeah.
The club, you know. Whoever wins or whatever it might be. But we've done a couple of things. You guys have Tattoos for Blues. We did the one here locally. It wasn't for everyone in the community, but in their charitable organization here where everybody put in $100 and we got some donations for folks to fly to Liverpool to watch one of the Derby games. And
yeah, we made actually...
$5,000?
No, made like $7,250 on that. We flew two people, like you said, to Liverpool to watch the Everton Man United game at Goodison. They stayed in the Hilton the whole time. We arranged stadium tours for them, the Beatles experience and all that.
We even won 3-0.
Yeah. The won.
Ice on the cake.
Yeah, right, yeah. And that was our biggest one to date. The Tattoos for Blues, we raised over $2,000, about 5 of us, including myself. We got tattoos, one all within like a week period.
And what was the charity? Was it back to the club or was it for a specific?
The Tattoos for Blues went to Everton in the Community, which is now our charity. They're really good to us. And we're also trying to build a brand for the club in America. And a way of doing that is to support Everton's official charity.
Awesome. Anything else coming up for you guys in terms of charity or events? Or?
In the off-season, this is very much in the early stages, but we're going to have a FIFA 16 tournament. Mm-hmm. As soon as I buy myself an Xbox and practice a bit,
I'll just be a donation. I'll just come up here and drink. So.
Right. But we're gonna do that like a tournament, have an entry fee. We'll raise a few $100 for that very Everton community. Yeah. And that'll be something during the off season. And then talking to Mike Lewis, who's one of the main guys who's helping me with the big trip to Everton one. You know, we're gonna do that again next year.
Awesome.
That was an expensive thing to get into. We charged $100 per ticket but we only sold up to like 2,000 tickets. So you had a really good chance of winning that. And like I say, it was a kick-ass prize. Like, it was like a vacation for two.
Right.
You know, go to England and watch it. And it was a good game. It's not like you're going to go see Bond. This is no offense, Bond. So. But, it'll be either Man United or Arsenal or, one of those other
bandwagon teams. So ICC is coming up. Is there any plans for Everton to come to the States? Or is there any... how often do they come over?
They haven't been over since...
Miami, yeah.
Since Miami. I'll say one thing about... They didn't take advantage of the Tim Howard craze that happened a couple years ago after the World Cup. They should have marketed the hell out of that, and they really should have.
I think Everton Football Club marketing could be a lot better.
Yeah, I do.
Rotherham could be where you get the likes of clubs like all these other English clubs or even German clubs are marketing themselves worldwide. They should be.
I think it's getting better.
I hope with Mashiri taking over the club, that I think there was some old staleness in the front office.
Like I say, Everton USA, David Kirsch runs that organisation, and he's done a great job with Everton. We're guaranteed any ticket for any game if you're a member of the Everton USA, or including cup finals and things like that. So it's building, and we're on the right track, but we got a ways to go there yet. But,
So you mentioned Tim Howard. Last time I was here, I noticed the signed jersey down by the bar. It's a jersey and a scarf, I think.
The scarf is mine. I just glued it on there.
How did you get a hold of the jersey?
That's actually, again, was from Everton USA. They had a competition where they were trying to see who could raise the most new members for the organization, and the Atlanta Evertonians won, hands down. We beat out the New York.
Smash New York.
Actually, it was kind of funny because we were advertising that Atlanta's the biggest Everton supporters club in America, And I took a trip up to New York City a few months ago and went to their pub, Mr. Dennehy's, I think it's Soho District. And to be fair, they're getting three times as many people per game as we get. It's New York City, there's millions of people. But I caught some shit that day, I'll tell you. Saying we were the biggest club, they're all talking about that. Biggest club, Harry. I'm like, well, maybe not quite as big.
So you guys have mentioned Goodison a couple times. Have any of you guys been? Or so what's special about that place?
I've been on my
life. See when the players come out, when you're in the stand, they get in the call. And when said cars, the female news, when they come out, even at any game, the chills just go up my spine.
And like everybody has it as their ringtone on their phone, I've been going there all my life. I went to my first game in 1966, December 1966. We beat Fulham 3-2. Alex Young scored two, and Alan Ball scored one. I only know that because I reached out to this morning. I can't remember, but I knew who we played and I knew what year it was. But I couldn't remember. But yeah, it's not the same now. You come down to the pub, of course, it's not good as well, but we make it the best we can. When we have lads that have never been, but we need to go, this guy here, for example, he belongs there, Right. We took a fellow last year, which was his first game at Goodison. It's like, I was so happy for him. Brett, it's just fantastic. If I had the money, I'd take all of it.
Right. Well, you guys have talked several times about memories. Let's talk a couple of special games or players or moments. Share some of those.
Well, every Evertonian when he asks that question is going to point to 1985 when we won the Footballers' Cup, our only European. That was our biggest moment. We beat Rapid Vienna 3-1.
So bigger than the league wins in 85 and 87?
I think so.
Okay.
That's my personal thing.
Anthony?
I'm a bit newer to it. The two memories I've got were, I guess it was 3 years ago, 3-0 against Arsenal at home, and we thought that was going to get us into the Champions League, and we lost a couple down the stretch, but I remember that game as fond. And then another one was, I remember our first home game a couple years ago, we beat Manchester United to open the season 1-0, 1-0 at home. And that was
a certain big-headed Belgian, I think.
Yes. So, those are my two fondest memories, being more recent than some of the other guys. I was just born in 85, so I don't remember any of those old memories.
Right.
I've got two memories, one from going to the game, the Derby game, when Danny Cartman scored the winner. It was 2-0. Here's a Rubik scores the OG, remember? He scores the OG, and before the game, we went up the Goodison training ground, right? And we were talking to Harry Kendall, we were talking to like six or seven loons from Northern Ireland. What do you think the score will be? And then Harry Kendall turned around and said, what do you think the score will be? And I think we're going to be in 2-0. Well, there you go, and we won 2-0.
Awesome. Yeah.
But the second one was the 95 and we won the 8-day cup.
Yeah.
The semi-final against when Jurgen Klinsmann was playing for Tottenham. We won 4-1. And I was the most awesome.
Nobody thought we were going to win that game, man.
Nobody. And then the final, to me, the final wasn't such as, I wasn't such hyped up for the final as we were playing United, and I was all nervous, but we won 1-0. It didn't give us a chance. So there are the two things that stick out.
We also had some scary ones too, like when we had to beat Wimbledon the last game of the season and also not get relegated.
I was nervous. I wasn't even TV. I was listening on the radio, man.
Yeah, we talked beforehand. Like, so Duncan Ferguson is like, I love hate him. Like, I love him as a player, but he always, it seemed like he always scored against United. But he just,
he's iconic.
Yeah, like we talked about, you know, bleeding blue and like that guy. Just amazing. That's
the,
I
time
love
he, the time he sold him to Newcastle, he didn't want to go. And then he came, when we brought him back, and he got the tattoo. He got a competition for the tattoo, and he got it on his arm and all that. Yeah.
So I was a little late for Neville Southall, but you know, obviously he's a legend as
best
well.
Best goalkeeper of all time.
Yeah.
And print that. I don't care what they say.
What about, come on, the Americans? Yeah. Secretary of Defense.
But he is. On his day, he was the best goalkeeper in the world.
Love that guy.
But see, he was one of my heroes growing up. Him and Pat Jennings, played for Northern Ireland, played for Arsenal, played for Tottenham. But Graveler was good, but Southall was awesome.
Oh, Southall was way better than Graveler.
Yeah.
So another player that came to mind was Tim Cahill. You know, he's been a couple of years at Everton.
Yeah. And even still, now that he's got the club, he's still, he's just constantly firing. Yeah.
He's on Twitter with his boys, and his boys are wearing blue, and he said he sends them all the best of the hopes. Great to slow them like that.
Evertonian, it's the same for every club. You love the players that love your club the way you do.
You know, and these days, who was talking before? It's not like that these days. You know, a lot of players, they'll play for everyone paying the most money, you know.
And when you get players like that that really bleed blue for you, you know, I wanted to give bloody Dennis Strakalersi a contract. the worst frigging player, you know, he was crap, but that fella would run himself.
You know, he'd run 40 yards to chase down a goalkeeper and never quit, and the fans were looking for it. You know, and they're the players that, I mean, I love them more than some guy that's come along, he's going to come along, you know, and then the next week, oh, I'm going to go play for Man United, you know, ever since the second song, well, you know, don't let the door hit on your ass in the way, aren't they, you know what I mean?
Right.
To me,
there's a saying, once you touch bad blue, it stays real forever. And that's what a lot of players say. I wish I'd never left Everton.
Okay. You guys are obviously very knowledgeable. Are there any like resources or movies or websites or books?
Best
that...
Best movie ever, and it should have won an Oscar, I think, is The Ballad of Dixie and Kenny, which is what a fantastic movie.
Say it one more time.
The Ballad of Dixie and Kenny. And that's the story of two neighbours in Liverpool. One's blue. One's a red, he lived next door to it. It's a comedy, and it's well worth checking out. Brilliant.
You should look at the song, man.
Oh,
twisted, man.
Twisted.
Bitter and twisted.
So, books are...
Nowadays, you can just YouTube it. I mean, Everton highlights, they'll show you. You can go on there, find highlights of anything. You know, big FA Cup games, you know, big, you know, old Premier League games and stuff like that. I think that's one of your best resources now you can go to. Just got it on YouTube.
Right.
there's books out of the two. Most of the greats have had books. Neville Southwell's got a great book.
Sheedy
out there.
Was a. I've read the Sheedy book. An awesome book. Was he prepared for both clubs?
And Howie Kendall too wrote a book. Just died unfortunately recently. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. And Everton's got the history. You know that's what I'm going to say. If you know your history, that's one thing that we have. Back in the early days, Everton was the Barcelona of the world, and I'm not just saying that. It's a fact. Everton was the greatest team on earth. You know,
they were the first. They were the first in a couple of things. They were the first to have a double tier stand. They were the first to have a underground heating. They were the first to put numbers on the people's back. They were
Goodison Park, Pelé said, was a marvel of the bottom
1966, Pelé, Eusebio played at Goodison.
There's just lots of stuff at Everton, and it's just a fantastic club to support. If you're looking for a club and you're not sure, but don't do what one fella said. We got a message on Facebook a couple of seasons ago, and some fella came on there, like, oh, I'm looking at getting into soccer, and I thought what I would do is I like Tim Howard and that, so I thought I'd come down and give Everton a chance. And I saw it.
Oh dear.
Everton, if you're looking for a club, family, and something to belong to that's bigger than just, you know, scraping your knees on a bandwagon, then come and see Everton.
And how do they find you guys?
We have a website, ATLEvertonians.com. You can find us there. Gmail is ATLEvertonians@gmail.com. Twitter is
@AtlantaEvertonians, I think. And then
ATL Evertonians,
ATL Evertonians.
We've got your Facebook page as well.
Facebook's the one that posts, I think. Most of the banter between folks is back and forth on there. It's a good time for everybody.
And if you don't do any of that, just come on down to Fado, not the one in Midtown, which is the Man United pub. And nobody goes there. Come down here. Any game that Everton are playing at, even if it's pre-season, we'll come in here and somebody else set up a laptop and we'll have Everton sitting around. We sat down here once when we lost connection and we watched the game on an iPhone. There was like 15 of us looking around an iPhone.
Awesome.
So if you want passion and you want history and you want a club to belong to and you don't want to just be another one of the followers, then come on down to us.
Perfect. So, Atlanta, I've been with Atlanta Evertonians today. I'm going to put all of this in the show notes so you can find them. But I just want to thank you guys for taking some time and enjoy the game.
Thank you, guys.
Go kill you next. Yes. Come on, you little one. Come on.
Thanks for listening to the Soccer Nomad podcast. Let me know what you think by commenting on the Podomatic page or giving the show a review and rating on iTunes. And help me spread the word by sharing this podcast with a fellow soccer fan. You can follow me on Twitter @AustinLong1974 and please visit my blog soccernomad.wordpress.com for posts on kits, memories, and more. Thanks again.